This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The job of a county attorney isn't a flashy one. The office holder is literally an attorney for the county. They spend a lot of their time fielding legal questions about contracts and other county business. The office also prosecutes misdemeanors, which, on average, accounted for 2/3 of jail bookings in the last 5 years. And after the death of George Floyd and a larger movement for criminal justice reform in Travis County, KUT's Andrew Weber reports the Democratic runoff for county attorney has found itself in the spotlight.
Both Lori Iserloh and Delia Garza are running on pretty similar platforms. They want to reform Travis County's criminal justice system, and they both want to address that in two big ways: by reducing the number of misdemeanor cases for nonviolent offenses tried by the office, and by speeding up releases for folks who are booked into jail for them. They both want to make attorneys available around the clock for hearings where defendants are read their charges and given a chance to get bonded out before being booked, and they both want to expand diversion programs. But they both come at the office from different angles.
Well, let's start with years of experience. I am a 27-year attorney with a double board certification.
This is Lori Iserloh.
I practice at the state, city, and county level in state and federal court. Ms. Garza is a obviously respected member of city council. She has asserted that this is, quote, a political job, but it's not.
Iserloh has been working at the county attorney's office for 10 years. She argues she's the best fit for the job because of that experience. But Garza argues it is a political office. It's on the ballot, after all. And she says she's effected change as the first Latina to serve on the Austin City Council and the first Latina to serve as mayor pro tem. She says people in her district and countywide want reform.
They're less concerned about how many years somebody has been a lawyer and more concerned about what kind of leader can you be and what kind of change can you bring. And I don't see that kind of transformational change coming from somebody who's just been in that office.
Garza admits she doesn't know the inner workings of the office as well as Iserloh, but she didn't know the inner workings of City Hall when she was elected to the council in 2014 either.
I guess you could say I had been a city employee because I'd been a firefighter, but being a firefighter has nothing to do with City Hall politics and how City Hall works. And so I walked in there, and most elected officials walk into their job having, you know, very little experience on that end.
Looming over the race is the staying power of those who've held the office before. Retiring County Attorney David Escamilla held the job for 17 years. His predecessor Ken Oden held it for 18. So this is the first competitive race for county attorney in a generation. Iserloh has sketched out plans to revamp the county's intake for people undergoing a mental health crisis. She wants to empower prosecutors to throw out cases with evidence of police bias. And she's been endorsed by Escamilla. She says she'll be ready immediately if elected.
I have that legal experience to be the county attorney. My team and I are going to be, we are solid and ready to go on day one. And I think that that's critical that the voters understand that.
Garza says her past support of criminal justice reform at City Hall gives her a unique edge. She argues she actually reformed systems, and that's why she wants to come in from the outside to do the same at the county attorney's office, especially in this moment, in this movement for racial justice following the deaths of George Floyd, Mike Ramos, and Breonna Taylor.
And I think it's harder for people from the inside to do that, and I totally understand why. But that's the reality, that most change comes from the outside.
But Iserloh argues in order to bring change, you have to know the institution. She knows it's not an equitable system, and she knows the potential impact of a misdemeanor conviction.
Right now, we have almost 30,000 open misdemeanors, and that's a lot. Every single person who has one of those has a shadow on their record, and I think that we just need to do a better job.
There's no Republican running in November, so this runoff will essentially decide who the next county attorney will be. But there will be a lot of unknowns for whoever wins. That person will have to transition the office to work alongside a new system of public defense for the indigent and the county's new bail system. On top of that, she'll be doing so under the cloud of likely budget cuts due to both the pandemic and a new state law that hamstrings county budgets. Polls are open until 7 p.m. They'll reopen on Sunday until July 10th. Runoff election day is July 14th. Andrew Weber, KUT News.